Welcome to the Optimal Body Podcast. I'm Doc Jen.
And I'm Dr. Dom, and we are doctors of physical therapy, bringing you the body tips and physical therapy pearls of wisdom to help you begin to understand your body, relieve your pains and restrictions, and answer your questions.
Along with expert guests, our goal of the Optimal Body Podcast is really to help you discover what optimal means within your own body. Let's dive in.
So I know that we're getting into the time of the year that a lot of people made these New Year's resolutions to get moving, stay active, address some pains that might be happening in your body, and some of them might be falling off now. If you're looking for something to reinvigorate that consistency, it's time to sign up for the Move to Improve Challenge. We have almost 2,000 people that are going to be moving through March with us to address those aches and pains, address the restrictions in their body, and exclusively for our podcast audience, we are giving $10 off so that you can still get the early bird discount using code TOB10. Go grab the link in the show notes. Otherwise, it is docgenfit.com/move2022. This challenge is just going to help you have a community of people to move with, keep you accountable, and really learn about your body. So grab that link in the show notes, use code TOB10 for $10 off, and move through March with us. Okay, so we're doing it again, talking about one of our all-time favorite topics, the breath, which somehow works its way into like every PT Pearl or episode. But we actually want to bring you some hard, concrete techniques and breath practices that both of us love to use at different times and when we use them and why.
Yeah, I think this will help to simplify it for people. Like, take one of these techniques, give it a try, see how you feel.
Yes.
You know, because breath is truly the foundation of where we take everybody. I mean, you have any kind of pain, injury, anything going on within the body, breath can shift it in a moment.
Yeah, movement practice that you're struggling with or you can't get to certain ranges. And I mean, without diving into all the physiology, we've already done multiple episodes. Mm-hmm. Episode 11, we do a pearl on it. And that's our first interview with Brian McKenzie, who is breath extraordinaire master.
He knows it way better than we do.
And then we interviewed him again. I don't know exactly what episode that is, but we'll link those up if you want to get more into like the science behind it. But some of our favorite techniques, I think one that's amazing for everyone to start with would be box breathing.
Yeah, it's the simplest to start to even understand and start to prime the nervous system with all the layers and aspects of the breath. So if we think about this box, I mean, we call it a box, think of a square, all the same size, right? So we can do a 2 second inhale, a 2 second hold, a 2 second exhale, and a 2 second hold. So you're getting every aspect of that inhale, the hold and what that feels like, an exhale, a hold and what that feels like. And you can mix up those numbers however you want. You can even start to use a rectangle, and you can do a longer inhale, shorter hold, longer exhale, same amount as your inhale and shorter hold. So, you know, you can play with that box breathing, and it's really just there to start to create that mindfulness within the body to understand how it feels and just get mm-hmm. you to tap in and tap out of the external crazy world.
Yeah. And again, you can change the sides of the box to whatever size you want. So it'll end up being rectangle breathing, diamond breathing, random scalene, square breathing, like whatever it is. But to start, have all the sides the same length,
yeah.
2 seconds, then go to 4 seconds. And what this really helps you do is it kind of helps you feel which way your nervous system shifts and how you're generally breathing throughout the day. A lot of people fall on the side of more this sympathetic stress type breathing during the day. So when you just do that box breath, you can really feel that nervous system and system kind of relax and melt in. And then that's where Jen and I will generally like going to, okay, a 2 second inhale, 2 second hold at the top, and then 4 second exhale with a 2 second hold at the bottom or a 4 second hold at the bottom. And then you'll even more so feel that system start to relax and mellow out.
And that's because if we look at, and it was my friend Jill who drew this beautiful little circle, and if we look at an inhale and then we look at the exhale, and if we just focus on more of that inhale, then we're looking at more of like that excitatory, sympathetic. Yeah. Someone scares you, you inhale and you hold. So even that hold at the top all kind of goes into that more of a sympathetic response, more at the top of the neck, those accessory muscles that kind of help us breathe. Mm-hmm. But sometimes that's why you get a lot of neck tension, right? If you're using those too much, focusing on that inhale. And then the exhale state, including the hold of the exhale, can kind of tap into more of that parasympathetic state, that I'm going to get a massage and I'm completely relaxed, right? And so that's why I personally like really resonate with that. I feel like I do sometimes drive into the sympathetic and the stress and the anxiety of life. And so if I can find moments where I can either alone or with Dom, it's been our goals that we've written down before so that we take intentional breaths together, and we do a lot of these long extended exhales where we just sometimes breathe it out from our nose, our mouth, or sometimes hum. And it really just helps to get you into that state.
Which is actually the second practice we wanted to like go into, is try and do 10, 20, 30 breaths where you just have twice as long an exhale. And throughout those breaths, can you extend it? So say we were doing the box breathing and then we extended to 4 second exhales. Can you go to 8 second exhales and do a 2 second inhale, 2 second hold at the top, and then 8 seconds on the way out with a 4 or an 8 second hold at the bottom? And that's where even you start to feel like you get so much more melty. And this is a great practice to do even before you go to sleep, because you're starting to down regulate. That's a word a lot of people use, down regulate that nervous system to get ready for that relax, rest, digest stage of the day, which is when we're going to bed.
And we've also had a lot of patients in pain use this technique and all of a sudden either start crying because your nervous system has been heightened from the pain that you, it doesn't know this relaxed state, right? And so all of a sudden these emotions start to boil to the surface, or just a complete release of pain. And so it could be so extremely powerful.
Because it flips that switch. And again, when we're stretching or doing mobility work, this is why it's so important to breathe and to focus on having longer extended exhales, because that sends the message to the muscles. It's okay. Mm-hmm. You can relax. We're safe in this position. We're safe doing this mobility exercise. So focusing on long exhales, not maybe necessarily doing 8 second exhales, but focusing on that exhale phase while you're doing mobility is also super important.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's try that first technique. So first technique being the box breathing, every side is going to be the same. So I'm going to have Dom do it. And if you can, you don't have to close your eyes. You could be driving. You can be doing this with us.
I love doing breath laying down because I just like to get relaxed.
Yeah, if you can be in a place where you can relax, fully be supported into your chair, lay down, whatever it may be. And place your hands on your low rib cage if you can, even if it's just one, place it on your low rib cage so you can kind of, this is where we want to be breathing in from, and you'll feel it relax as well. So we want to try to relax those shoulders as much as possible. So now I'm going to have Dom breathe in for 2 seconds, hold for 2 seconds, breathe out for 2 seconds, hold for 2 seconds. Now we'll go to three. Breathe in, 1, 2, 3, hold, 1, 2, 3, breathe out, 1, 2, 3, and hold, 1, 2, 3. Let's do 4 seconds. Breathe in, 1, 2, 3, 4, hold, 1, 2, 3, 4, breathe out slow, 1, 2, 3, 4, hold, 4, 3, 2, 1, relax. So that was just the box breathing. Now we'll extend it to that second, more of that down regulation, long exhales. So let's do a 2 second inhale, a 2 second hold, and a 6 second exhale.
Great.
See how it feels. Okay, ready? So 1, 2, hold, 1, 2, extend, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, hold it, 1, 2, breathe in, 1, 2, hold, 1, 2, breathe out, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Six, hold one, two, last one, breathe in, one, two, hold one, two, just use your nose now, breathe out, one, two, three, four, five, six, hold one, two. Did you fall asleep?
Almost. And when we sit here and do these podcasts sometimes, like I start to feel tension in my back. I mean, sometimes I just am in too rigid a position. And as soon as I'd ever, every time I do breath work like this, I can just feel everything melt away. I don't feel as much pain in my back. It gets myself out of that, my head, and that stressed fight and flight state a little bit more. So that's amazing.
Yeah.
And honestly, one of my favorite practices that kind of falls under that extended exhale, I call it the 1 minute reset or the 10 breath reset. Like whatever you have time for, it doesn't have to be 10, 20, 30 minutes. But if you take a minute and try to split up six breaths and get through a minute, or even four breaths, and you say, okay, let me do a 2 second inhale, 2 second hold, 6 second exhale with a 5 second hold. That's 15 seconds right there, right? So that's four breaths that you would get through in a minute. And that's what I used to do when I was in the clinic, when it was a stressful day and I was running between patients, just taking 1 minute to do that between each patient, kind of dive into a side room, take that minute to take four breaths or six breaths again. It really teaches you control of that diaphragm and control of how to exhale over 10 seconds. Some people will say, I run out of air after 4 seconds. Mm-hmm. That means that we get to work on more control of that diaphragm and not releasing our air so fast.
Yeah.
So I love this practice.
And that takes us into our next one where we're talking more of that diaphragmatic breathing. And how do we really access that diaphragm? A lot of people think, well, I just place, I use my belly, right? Put one hand on my belly, one hand on my chest, and I just make sure my chest hand doesn't move. And granted, I used to do this with patients as well. But what I found to be way more effective was actually paying attention to what the rib cage was doing. Mm-hmm. And so that's where I'll take this band, this really cool Optimal Body band.
Fancy new band you got there.
I know.
If you haven't heard of our new Optimal Body kits, you got to go check this out.
But anyways, I'll just take a stretchy band, an elastic band, and kind of place it around my body and around my low rib cage, I should say, around the low rib cage. And I like to squeeze it really tight, not really tight, sorry, but squeeze it tight so you can hold some tension into that. And so this is almost just feedback for the brain to tell you where you're breathing into. And so as I take a breath in, I want to put tension onto that band. And then as I breathe out, that diaphragm relaxes, the rib cage relaxes, and you get to feel that happening in the band, which is really cool.
This is a great one, I would say, to implement if you're doing mobility, if you're doing an exercise where you feel like sometimes you lose a sense of what your core is doing, or you lose sense of how you're breathing during an exercise. I love to tie a band around my rib cage anytime I'm doing overhead press, because that really helps me keep my ribs engaged and down while I'm pressing overhead. And again, focusing on breathing and working into that diaphragm, the rib control, rib expansion, rather than using those accessory muscles up by your neck as much. And Jen, yes, she held it in her example that she, you know, you'd be able to see if you're watching on YouTube, but you can also just tie that band off and have it around your low rib cage.
I mean, and this is just great feedback anytime. And you can even test it by, like, if you know it's hard for you to kind of touch your toes, that's a test that you can do. Let me bend over, see if how far I can go touching my toes, put the band around my rib cage, do some 10 breaths, and then retest that forward fold and see if it improved. Or you could do rotation in your upper back, okay? See where you go to, see how far you can rotate, do 10 intentional breaths into the band, and then retest. And you'll be amazed how much just 10 breaths, not concentrated mobility, really complicated things, but just breathing can help to improve that range of motion and release that tension.
It's pretty crazy. I mean, I would sometimes have clients do it while we're just doing a round of exercises. And then I'd be like, okay, now let's take the band off and do that same round of exercises. And they'll be like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize how less aware, how the lack of awareness I had of what my ribs and my core were doing. Because you take the band off and it's like, whoa, now I have to do all this myself. But it's a great way to kind of transition into becoming more aware and being more automatic in that rib cage core control.
And it's really going to help to take pressure off of those upper traps and those accessory muscles that a lot of time pull those shoulders up as we breathe. We really should not be breathing vertically at all. So if you go in front of a mirror and just take a couple breaths, just regular breaths, does your neck light up? Do your shoulders start to rise? That's an indication that even at rest, your traps, your neck muscles are really trying to overwork probably a large portion of the day. So no wonder you might get headaches, migraines, neck tension, tight upper traps, all of that kind of stuff can happen because we're not understanding how to expand from that rib cage and use that diaphragm fully.
Absolutely. And so fourth breath exercise we're going to talk about, this was kind of my, I would say, precipice or entry point into breath work and just personal development and growth overall, because I could tell how much it changed my system so quickly. And I think that's what I liked about it. And also, it can get your brain to do some really weird and funky things depending on how far and how deep you push yourself into this practice. It's more of an excitatory practice. So we talked about how the exhales get you into that rest and digest phase, where doing this type of holotropic breathing, or some people might know it as a Wim Hof type method of breath, it kind of gets the system a little more excited as you're doing the breathing. The thing I like about Wim Hof's method is as soon as you get to the end of it and you go into the breath hold, you kind of have what some people call a parasympathetic drop. So you kind of drop out of that sympathetic state into this really parasympathetic state really quickly. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what my system grabbed onto initially, was feeling how big of a swing that was right away. So of course, you can always check out Wim Hof, and he's got tutorials on how to do the breath practice. But a good way to feel it is just doing 10, 20 types of breath where you are breathing a little bit quicker and focusing on really big inhales, and then just relaxing and letting all that air out on the exhale. So it would sound something like this. For about 10 or 20 breaths. And for the Wim Hof method specifically, at the end, you kind of take that last big inhale, and on the exhale, relax and hold, or just kind of don't inhale right away on that exhale. And that's when you feel I just did 5 breaths right there, and I can kind of feel myself start to, you might feel a little tingle, you might feel a little bit more lucid. It's not the type of faint feeling you're going to feel when you're actually going to faint, like if you're low on oxygen, but this is a practice that helps you breathe off all of your CO2. Which might not make a lot of sense, but
we talk about CO2 a lot in Brian's episode.
In Brian's episodes, we like hammer home at why CO2 is important. Mm-hmm. But this is a practice that helps you breathe off all your CO2, help you understand what it feels like to not have a lot of CO2 in your system. And then when you're holding, you can almost feel, you can literally feel the CO2 building back up in your system. And then your system, your body, your brain tells you, oh, I need to breathe again because I'm hitting my CO2 tolerance point. Mm-hmm. When your blood starts to get a little more acidic, kind of like when you work out, you build up CO2 in your system. That's what you do when you're just holding your breath and in this kind of lucid state. CO2 is building up, 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 up. All of a sudden, your body's like, hey, I'm not comfortable anymore. Let's take a breath. And then you take another breath. So that's one that I really love. Sometimes I convince Jen to do a couple Wim Hof sets with me.
I mean, it definitely feels very, very different. And you might be a little scared at feeling that tingling and stuff at first. What is really cool too about being able to lean into your tolerance of how much you can sustain that CO2 in your body, we actually we're helping the body start to adapt to stress. And that's everything. Our environment naturally is stressful. Our lives are stressful. So if we do concentrated breath work that helps to build that CO2 tolerance, we're literally changing our reaction to stress internally within our body. So massively huge, especially if you know you are someone who might react really quickly to something, or you allow stress to take over in your life a lot. Mm-hmm. Not bad. We get to be aware that that happens sometimes, and know that continual breath practices can actually help to decrease those reactions physiologically within our body.
Yeah. And there's research that shows if you do a breath practice in the morning, you know, that is going to help kind of set your neurologic state and it helps you have a little more of a baseline to come back around to. And that will have lasting effects throughout the day. So it's not just when you're laying down there doing breath practice in the morning, but you will be able to come back and have that reset point, like, okay, it's okay. Like Jen said, something stressful hits you during the day. We might initially want to react, but it's like, it's okay. I know that I can bring myself back down here with a little bit of fudging around with my breath.
Oh, yeah. Any kind of anxiety, panic, like it takes practice 100% and awareness. But I've even been able to get myself out of like, oh my gosh, starting to build the anxiety and then being like, oh yeah, remember that thing where I can take a breath in, hold and do a long exhale? Oh, it completely changes everything. And I was able to drop myself out of that anxiety state. So it's really cool and powerful to be able to do. And it does take a continued practice. So I hope you try at least one of these and see how it feels. And I will say the last little nugget, I believe in breath practice that we should be doing on a regular is closing that mouth and breathing from that nose.
Mm-hmm. That's really going to help that parasympathetic drive. And I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, the Wim Hof breath, one of the initial times that I started practicing it consistently was when I was starting to have a lot of anxiety, night terrors, some panic attacks where I would feel physical anxiety. And it was amazing how when I got consistent with it, how fast it helped me just melt that away. So try them out. Those are our four favorites. Let us know if you have any questions.
As always, thanks for tuning in. Now I challenge you, which exercise is your favorite out of the four that we talked about? You actually have to try them to really understand. So I'm going to challenge you, try them, try it with a partner, a friend, get some accountability so you actually continue to show up for your body and really feel something different. And of course, please subscribe wherever you love listening. And if you can, just take a second to leave a little rate and review. It just helps us so much. And we love feedback. We love the emails that tell us what you're loving, what you're not loving, so that we can understand how we can make these episodes even better for you. So email us, jen@docgenfit.com. We love to hear from you. If you have suggestions on other things you really want to learn about or just questions you have about the body, please let us know. This is how we create the content that is needed for you.